This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
I'm only happy when it rains.
Just rain, for goodness sake. The wildfires have torn up more than 3 million acres have been burned. 3 million acres in Phoenix, Oregon. Incinerated that town. Six other towns just like it. Air quality in Seattle, worst in the world. Los Angeles and San Francisco not far behind. More than 25 people have been killed in three states. California, Washington, and Oregon make that list. President Trump visiting in the air and on the ground on Monday. Just another week in these United States in 2020. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Welcome to everybody from the U.S. and from beyond our borders, too. People listening in the U.K., Australia, New Zealand, and so many other places as well. We appreciate you. And I know many are watching from afar to see what's happening in Los Angeles. It's crazy. It's just as though you don't know what time it is and you can't leave your house for fear of what could happen, right? They say the temperatures have reached 1,500 degrees. 1,500 degrees. You know, mistake? No, it's how hot it is with the wildfires when these firemen are in the middle of it. And this fire tornado smashed into Huntington Lake with some of the roots still burning. And those roots were what were so much the scorchers that were identified as being over 1,500 degrees. So large flames, high winds, terrible, terrible scenarios. It's heartbreaking to watch what's happening. I mean, it really is. And you think of, I think of this one fire. I'm thinking in my mind, because I know all these areas, having lived out west, but this creek fire that burned parts of Huntington Lake. And that's where the volunteer fire chief just said in exasperation, you know, this is a fire tornado. That's when you have the wildfire that just intensifies, and what you see and how it eats up everything in its path and how it swirls from the ground, it forms a tornado-like vertical rotating column of air. It's the strangest thing. And there's other phenomena because of these fires that we're seeing, too. And sadly, the loss of life is the worst. Getting out and talking about how many houses have gone down, how much acreage has gone up in flames is one thing. But talking about the loss of human life, I think, is so difficult. I heard a story of a woman who was 90 years old. And she lived with her daughter. Her daughter was out, so she couldn't get back to where they lived. And she was in this place that I mentioned, Phoenix, Oregon. And she was frantically calling and leaving messages, please, please, please come get me. And nobody could get to her. It was just a wall of fire until she was killed, along with what they believe is probably animals, too, as well. They had a dog and apparently a cat. So the crazy irony of this is, you know, you look at Phoenix, Oregon, that looks like a bomb went off because of the wildfires. You look at parts of California, especially Northern California, but Southern California too, and you look at parts of Washington, and the struggle is real in trying to put this out, and boy, do they want rain. And then the irony is you've got this tropical storm Sally that's strengthening. It's supposed to smash Tuesday into New Orleans. And I think of all our pals listening to us on 990 AM WGSO, the great people of that wonderful city. And luckily, I've said this now too many times, the levees have really been built up, the walls that they have. But still, they're talking about possibly 20 inches of rain. So ahead of this, Louisiana, state of emergency. Brace for impact, especially in Grand Isle and New Orleans, because it looks like you're really going to get it. In Key West, Florida, they already got it, 9 inches of rain. This hurricane season is breaking records. So, by the way, when Tropical Storm Sally, as it strengthens and it makes landfall, it's going to be a Cat 2. Because, you know, we have to categorize all of this because there is a difference in what you would see with winds and what you may see with that wall of water, too. But when they say storm surges up to 7 to 11 feet are possible near the center of the storm and probably east somewhere of where landfall is expected, because, you know, they can really narrow this down. This is the 18th storm of the 2020 Atlantic hurricane season. 18th. And by the way, the earliest 18th named storm on record, period. I mean, period, with every record that's been kept. So they weren't kidding when they handicapped this ahead of time. They're better than the odds makers in Vegas. Hey, it's going to be a terrible hurricane season. It's going to be the worst we've ever seen. And I feel like we hear this before. We've heard this before, this song and dance, but they were right at the National Hurricane Center. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, like I said, had to do the state of emergency thing on Saturday night ahead of the arrival of Sally, because they have to have this declaration request to make things move quicker. And they're not sure of the exact location of, like, the cone, because that'll make a big difference. But they also think this is going to be one of those teaser storms that hangs around for a while. And how about in Mississippi? We took this show to Biloxi, Mississippi, and I saw what happened 15 years ago with Katrina and how Katrina devastated that area. Well, the Mississippi governor, Tate Reeves, he did the state of emergency thing, too, on Sunday, because they need that same pre-landfall activity. And they expect that it's going to persist over big chunks of the state for about maybe 48 hours. That's what I call the big tease, where, oh, it looks like it's going, so it's whipping through. Nope, it's coming back. No, it's going out. No, that's what it does. It's like a weird, strange dance, a very strange dance. And hey, in New Orleans, like I mentioned, the evacuation started on Sunday for certain areas, the Venetian Isles, Irish Bayou, and also Lake Catherine. All of those, to my knowledge, what I was told is they were cleared out. I mentioned Grand Isle because they're worried about that, mandatory evac there too. And St. Charles Parish, same thing, because they're worried as well. So, you know, you start to say 20 inches of rain, but even 12 inches of rain. Anyway, they don't know for sure with the way it's going to come in and out and is going to tease around just how bad it will be in certain areas. But for sure, Sally is coming, and Sally is not going to be a sweetheart. Sally's going to be tough. So while the West desperately needs water, look what's happening in the Gulf Coast. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Coming up next, we're headed to the mailroom. Mac says, Kate, a wall of water is headed to the parish. I'm scared. I'm tired of this. Please tell me hurricane season is almost up. We just went through some of that. We got more deets. And then also Al asking about the numbers who have died of COVID-19. Next.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
You have mail, mistress.
What? Dig in the mailbag.
Asking about the wall of water and what was going to happen, and I kind of went through that right at the top, that it is that cruel twist of fate. While out west, they're drowning in flames. You could be drowning in water when it comes to certain parishes in Louisiana. Also, Mississippi getting slammed with that thing. Sally's eyes are definitely drilling toward New Orleans, though. So, of course, they're prepping for that second storm. So, Mac, you know, nobody preps better these days anyway, especially in Louisiana, and the governor with that state of emergency, also the same thing in Mississippi, smart cookies, because they know you got to do this, you got to get ahead. They did, and that's the good news. And there are people out there bagging it up and doing whatever they can. I looked at the latest satellite photo, and it is ugly, my friends. Oof, it's ugly. When you look at it, it's just it's just this bright orange, almost looks like the sick orange color of what the smoke is all over the West Coast, but on a map, on a satellite map. So needless to say, this is definitely nothing to trifle with, because you're going to get wet. It's just a question of how much and how bad it will be. And that we don't know till it hits landfall, just that it's going to hit landfall. All right, so stay safe. Al asked this question, and Al emailed us from New Jersey, and he says, He says, Kate, coronavirus, always on my mind, can't help it. I got kids all over the country. So where are we death-wise? Where are we with vaccine? Where are we with recoveries? Just anything that you can throw at us. Well, you know I always do that on the show, so thanks for that, Al. 194,000 people have died. 6.5 million cases, that's what that's out of. Worldwide, recovered 19.5 million. 28.9 million cases, 922,000 deaths. That is where we're at. Now, when it comes to the vaccine, I mean, of course, we're all over this, talking about this, looking for any answer, any positive answer we can get, or just the reality of what, how long are we going with this thing. I think what's so hard, and which I think, Al, you're alluding to, especially with family, is you don't, what's so hard is you don't know how long. There is no, so in other words, there's no timetable, of course. That's the great big question mark we've been living under for the last 7 months. I say that all the time. That's what's so difficult for so many people, because the focus is on when is this over? When is this, what's going to happen? You know, how is this whole thing going to end? And when I say end, I mean, how is it going to come to whatever the new normal looks like? What's going to happen with the vaccine and what's going on with that? So here's where we are. You have Pfizer saying, the CEO of Pfizer saying that he feels pretty good that this could be by the end of the year. And Pfizer and BioNTech announced plans to even expand the vaccine. You know, the distribution part, which could be so difficult. So they're already looking at that. They're proposing that. Just pushing it, let's go, let's go, let's go. And, you know, the whole thing is how fast can we get it? So they're expanding the vaccine, feeling pretty confident about that because the race is on. It's Operation Warp Speed. And, you know, phase three clinical trials included 44,000 people and more diverse patient populations, even people as young as 16. That was up from the 30,000 that initially was the benchmark that they were going to meet. So they crushed it. They tried to get as many people in this as they could, which is so smart and difficult to do. And they wanted to make sure that they had good representation across the board of all kinds of people. And the Pfizer CEO, Albert Bourla, was on one of the Sunday Swirl shows, and I call that the political talking heads. So on Face the Nation on CBS, and he stressed the importance of having a diverse group of volunteers. They did it because of who's been affected by it and who's spreading it. But he's saying we've got populations that globally only 60% are Caucasians, 60%, 40% are minorities. That's great. It's great because when you look at the front line, that's what you want. And he says there's a good chance that the team testing the vaccine candidates will know whether it works by the end of October. And, you know, when he was asked if people were going to have to wait until 2021 to get the vaccine, he said he didn't know how long it could take for regulators to approve it because he's not on that end of it. He's not on the end of that, but he feels very good about what they're doing. So that's a good thing. Let's move on to another one. This one comes to us from Jake, our longtime pal in Austin, Texas. And Jake says, hey, Kate, I'm looking at what's going on with this election, and you keep giving us the countdown, the days, and it almost makes me nervous to think of what could happen here. I'm wondering if you took the temperature of the audience, what do you think is going to happen? Who do you think wins this? I know it's like asking you to look in the magic eight ball, and if only you could give us a definite, but I'm wondering what you think. Oh, I think it's closer than most people believe. If you look at the polls, let's put it this way. So were the Democrats confident coming out of the Democratic National Convention? They were. Michael Bloomberg is putting $100 million into the campaign of Joe Biden's in Florida and just pumping that into Florida to help Biden win Florida. That's how worried they'd have to be. I mean, why is he doing that? Because he wants Biden to win. and he's pushing them, that kind of money toward it. Remember, September 29th is the first debate. Chris Wallace moderates. I can't wait to see what that's going to be like. But I think all the battleground states are in play. I do. I really believe it is much closer than some people think. I mean, Trump had a rally, an indoor rally in Nevada, and lots of people went to that. There was, of course, there a lot of people weren't masking up, so we'll see if there's any spreaders after that. But part of what he said, I mean, he's just going for the jugular. He's just going for Joe Biden. He said he's the worst candidate in history. He doesn't know if he's alive. And then Biden will just always counter back and say, I'll be transparent. If it's me, I'm going to be transparent. Because the thing that Trump's getting hammered on is that what did he say to Bob Woodward, whose book is coming out? And if so there's two scenarios there, saying in the clip that Woodward taped of him that he used for his book, he said he knew it was going to be bad, but he downplayed it because he didn't want to cause panic. So the president downplayed COVID, and is again what he told Bob Woodward, and you can hear his voice on it. So it's something that he recorded with him. And at the time, the virus was mostly just a problem in China with 11 cases confirmed in the United States. So there was uncertainty about how many people would be affected in the U.S. And there was kind of mixed messages that were, you know, going on, that kind of thing. If you remember, the people were even saying, we're preparing as if it's a pandemic, but it's just, so it's just common sense. And so I think then what Trump is counteracting is some of what's out there and some of what the campaign is pumping out against him. And Woodward's new book, Rage, is what it's called, by the way, that's coming out. And he's saying in the book that he was minimizing the severity of the virus in public to avoid causing panic. But that's what the president definitely said. But it's triggered this waves of a lot of criticism that he wasn't leveling with the American people. So that's what the Biden team is running with. But then you see plenty of support. So I think it's close. I do. In fact, I'll flip it open to you for our unofficial poll. Which way are you going? We'll just start this parade right now. Is the president going to be your choice? Does he get reelected, or is it Biden? Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. You can always flip us a call, by the way. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Here's another one. This one is from Sam. I'm going to squeeze this in quickly. And Sam says, hi, Kate. I was wondering how you're doing, how your family's doing, and what it's like in your area. I think you're in Texas. Well, like everybody else, I call it the question mark, right? And we're fine. I think you keep living, keep moving, keep, what do I say, reimagine, reboot, and you just keep on keeping on and trying to reach out and help people. And that's how you get through what is tricky, what is tricky for a lot of people. And you do see it. It's sad. I mean, you go by places, some small businesses, and you see that they're shuttered, and you just think to yourself, wow, that's rough. After 6-7 months, look what happened. There are a couple of businesses I used to go to, just we just couldn't keep them going, and we tried to help in the community. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the other side.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the western states, wildfires have taken the lives of at least 33 people. Oregon Governor Kate Brown.
We saw the perfect firestorm. We saw incredible winds. And, of course, we have a landscape that has seen 30 years of drought. This is truly the bellwether for climate change on the West Coast. And this is a wake-up call for all of us that we have got to do everything in our power to tackle climate change.
Oregon Senator Jeff Merkley on ABC.
It is apocalyptic. I drove 600 miles up and down the state. I never escaped the smoke. We have thousands of people who have lost their homes. I could never have envisioned this. The east winds came over the top of the mountain, proceeded to turn the fires into blow torches that went down and just incinerated a series of small towns.
This is USA Radio News. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti tells CNN there was a way to prevent the nearly 200,000 Americans from dying of the coronavirus.
We had known and had leadership that didn't say calm, but actually allowed us to do the work and provided us the resources to do so, we would have taken action much earlier.
In Southern California, there's an update on the ambush that left two L.A. County Sheriff deputies in critical condition. Captain Kent Wagner says it happened in Compton, and the shooting suspect was caught on video.
He walked along the passenger side of the car. He acted as if he was going to walk past the car, and then he made a left turn directly toward the car, raised a pistol, and fired several rounds inside of the vehicle, striking both of the sheriff's deputies.
The incident is still under investigation, and so far, no arrests have been made. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cave. It's a little both. It's a man cave that I turned into the Woe Man cave. And I say Woe Man because, boy, do we have something to talk about. How about the NFL? The NFL is back. Yes, I know. We have the NBA playoffs and we've got hockey playoffs and Major League Baseball. They're getting close. But a couple of observations from this past weekend in the NFL. One, a reminder that we do this nail the score thing that you can be a part of. You can win some fabulous prizes here from me, from the show, from my prize closet. And all you have to do is on Wednesday in our first hour of the show, call up at the last segment of the first hour and be a part of that. So I picked the team that I think has... I picked a game that I think is one of the games of the week. And then all you have to do is call up and tell me who you think is going to win and what the final score is going to do. We have a lot of long-time fans of Nail the Score. I'd love to see one of them win it, Sharon or Pete. And it's interesting, this... And then there's some others, too. A lot of people email, because you can always email in that segment. But this week I kind of just sprung it out on everybody. And the game was the New Orleans Saints, who took on the Buccaneers. And it's interesting, we had some people that came close. The Saints won that game 34-23. And, of course, it was the debut of Tom Brady as the Buccaneers signal caller. And there were some interceptions, and he was sacked, and it just they just weren't all syncing together, it seemed like to me. And the Saints were in sync, and so the Saints picked up that first home win. Who dat? And, like I said, the final score, 34-23. I had it 38-24. Pete, for example, had it 28-24 New Orleans. Sharon said the Bucks 34-24, and then we had a bunch of others, including our own Nate, who had the Saints 31-24. So close, but no cigar. The Rams beat the Cowboys. I was watching that thriller before I jumped on the air, 20-17. Cowboys could have pulled that out. They didn't. Jared Goff, 275 yards in the air, one interception. Ezekiel Elliott just shy of 100 yards for the Cowboys, but the Cowboys lost that. But the Eagles lost as well, but they lost to Washington. So in the NFC East, Washington picks up that win with a 27-17 win over the Philadelphia Eagles. The Patriots have Cam Newton as their quarterback. They beat the Dolphins 21-11. The Packers beat the Vikings 43-34. Aaron Rodgers, 364 yards in the air, four touchdowns. Green Bay looks super good. The Bears and the Lions, this is a good rivalry. They were pretty tight in the game at one point. Matt Stafford trying his hardest to pull it out, but didn't happen. Adrian Peterson on the ground, 14 carries, 93 yards. Mitch Trubisky, three touchdowns, and the Bears have the comeback win, 27-23. So that's just a little flavor of what happened. Seahawks beat the Falcons, and we still have Monday Night Football coming up, Steelers and the Giants. Titans and the Broncos. If we look at the NBA, yeah, we'd be talking about this. What do you think? This is what is so intriguing. You could have the two LA teams playing each other. Because here's what you got. You've got the Nuggets, who beat the Clippers on Sunday, 111-98. So it was a stunner. So they forced that game seven because they were. This is a team with heart. They weren't going down. They were hanging on to the possibility of winning the West. And now you have this game seven on Tuesday. And if the Clippers win it, it'll be the Clippers and the Lakers in the West Finals. If the Nuggets win it, obviously it's Denver, and they're all in the bubble in Lake Buena Vista, Florida, playing. The Clippers are favored in this game, by the way, 7.5 points. The Heat and the Celts, they already start their series on Tuesday, the first game, and this is an intriguing one. It looked like it could have come down to this, and it did. So, you know, I look at firepower versus firepower. However, Boston is favored by a mere 1.5 points. See, they're even telling you that's how close that can be. Hard to believe. That has really worked out for the NBA. Being in the bubble, taking the temperatures, doing the protocol, all of that has paid off handsomely, I think, for the NBA. Because Adam Silver didn't really want to take a lot of chances, and they were watching things, just dogging it, and they did a great job of that. If you are a fan of the stick and the puck, right, if you're a fan of the stick and the puck, it all comes down to one thing, the quest for the Stanley Cup. And, of course, the quest for the Stanley Cup means, you know, you look at, it's funny, I was looking at the, I was looking at the Stars and the Golden Knights, And, you know, Dallas just owned the Knights. And it's funny, watching what the Knights were doing, I thought, boy, it's not going to be easy to knock them off. They have great goaltending, and they, you know, this is a team that has been there before. Not that, I mean, the Stars have been so close before anyway, too, but you've got the surging Stars on the cusp, basically, of getting into that first Stanley Cup final in 20 years. I covered them. That was the beginning of the line for me. I covered them in that Stanley Cup that they won. So it's been kind of exciting to watch what's going on. And then you've got the Lightning and the Islanders, who are goal machines. They combined for 3 goals in 27 seconds. I was looking at some video of that. No one goes down without a fight when it comes to hockey. I mean, no one goes down. So if you looked at where they are and how they got there, if you look at the Lightning and the Islanders, the Lightning took the first 2 games. The Islanders took the 3rd game. The Lightning took game 4. And now you've got this game 5 coming up on a Tuesday. So we'll see. Is it going to be Tampa Bay and the Dallas Stars? Who knows? This is when it's fun to watch hockey, by the way. If you've never watched hockey, I kind of say bummer, because pandemic means you can't go and see it live. I think it's a sport that you need to see live. If you poo-poo it because you're like, I didn't grow up with it, it's not that interesting to me. I do. I think it's something that if you go there and you watch it, you get a different feel for it, I guess. That's what I think. How about the Cubbies? The Cubbies blanked the Brew Crew 12-0. Uh-huh. So you have this Alec Mills, who was a college walk-on, and now he comes up with a no-hit, a no-no. Nothing like seeing a no-hitter. And he tossed a no-hitter against the Brewers. That's how that happened. There are some other historic things that happen. Albert Pujols with his 660th home run, tying Willie Mays for 5th on the all-time dinger list. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're getting closer. We're getting closer, like I said, to the promised land of what it's going to look like playoff-wise. And if you look at the standings in Major League Baseball, I think a lot of what was projected to happen did happen. So, like, for example, the Cubs in the Central Division, probably tight with St. Louis. St. Louis is 4 games behind them. In the West, it seems like it's always knotted up between lately the Dodgers and the Padres, and that's the case now. Dodgers on top, Padres 2.5 games behind them. The Braves on top in the NL East. The Marlins may be a little bit of a surprise, 3.5 games behind them. The Phillies 4 games behind them. It's always interesting in the AL West. You've got the Texas Rangers in the cellar, 12.5 games back, and the Oakland A's on top, and the Astros 6.5 games back. If they had fans, for them, the pandemic, nobody wants the pandemic, but they're not getting heckled. They're getting heckled in different ways, but they're not getting the kind of, I think, intense ribbing they would have gotten visiting other ballparks. The White Sox in the Central, in the American League Central, on top. The Twins just a game behind them, so the Twinkies doing good. And the Indians are 4.5 games behind in the Central. Rays on top. This might have been the surprise a little bit. Rays on top in the AL East. Toronto Blue Jays, remember, they couldn't even find a home, 3.5 games back. And the Yankees, 4 games back in that division. There still is, you know, magic numbers. People are talking about magic numbers because here we are in September. And the 2020 playoffs are right around the corner, like I said, which is wild. Because remember, it was a compressed 60-game schedule. And it's going to be coming to a close here eventually. So some of the teams I mentioned would be in the playoffs, and there'd be plenty of teams that wouldn't make it. It's now we're down to the nitty-gritty, right? I like some of the potential matchups. The Dodgers versus the Giants in the National League. Maybe the Braves versus the Phillies because they'd be number seven. Cubs versus the Cardinals. I like that. And the American League, just potentially. The Rays versus the Yankees. I like that. The A's versus the Astros. We'll see. We'll see. Venturing out to a movie, would you go? We're talking about it on the flip side. As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play around. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand.
Doing that perhaps you are fearful of attempting to do these days because of the pandemic. Where are you on that? By the way, Kate Delaney, thanks for listening to the show and joining us if this is your first time. According to the Harris poll, and this was conducted about a week ago, 70% of polled American adults think that movie theaters are more dangerous than other types of public gatherings. 71% said they would not feel safe in a movie theater right now. Two-thirds of those polled said that social distancing and limiting auditorium capacity were key. Nearly half, 47%, said capacity should be below 25% in any given theater. I'm going to tell you a secret. I went to the movies on Sunday. And so I went to the movies. I'm a huge moviegoer. I've talked about this before. We used to do the cheap movie reviews here, and we'll do them again. People have reached out to me in the film business about that and what was happening, shockingly, because, you know, we of course, we're talking about it all here. We're talking about what's happening in your world and my world. And of course, we're in a presidential race right now. Politics is so big and the business of business and our health and everything else. But I think you need something. I call it, it's like mind-numbing candy to me. So what do you do to escape, to just take a breath? What's your breath? I'm not going to knit because I don't have the patience for that. I tried it. I love to play golf, but I don't always have the time for that, because you can cut some of that time off when you talk about a movie with the content junkie I am and what I'm doing show-wise and everything else. So to me, movies were it. And that was a big Hubs thing, the two of us going to movies. And since we have that crazy, wicked sense of humor, maybe not your wicked sense of humor, but our own rhythm with that, we like a lot of the same movies. And if we don't, it's still okay anyway, right? Because that's what you do. You compromise with the spouse if you're in that married situation. And with the nephew now involved in this, we decided, after I talked to enough people I knew at Cinemark, that, hey, they're doing everything they can. They are trying to get people back in the theater, but they're not trying to cram people into the theater. And the amount of money that they're doing to constantly spray, clean up, have key coordinators, all of that, impressed me enough that I thought, impressed me in the sense that I saw it at work, that it was okay to take, to feel like, okay, I'm not chancing anything because everything's blocked off. There's enough space between us. You have to wear a mask, that whole thing. So first thing you do, this is a giant theater. You pull up and there's like three cars in the parking lot. And in the theater to see the movie Tenet, where we were, there were two people. There were just two other people far, far away from where we were. So that whole thing about the 12 feet, the 15 feet, the getting excited, spraying things in the air, if they whipped off their masks, that's not happening. We weren't anywhere near each other. So that was number one. Only all of us that were quarantined together, the three of us, I felt fine about that. Now, the movie Tenet, that's a different story. So I'm going to let you hear a snippet of Tenet, and then I'm going to tell you my cheap movie review.
Tennis. Last time it was no tennis.
One of these bullets is like us, traveling forwards through time. The other one's going backwards. Can you tell which is which? How about now?
Why does it feel so strange?
You're not shooting the bullet. You're catching it.
Whoa.
I done went back in myself, felt like hell. Work, I risked it, pace yourself. How you living, know you drilling off a sentence. How I got my stripes and pennies back and out in the street. One is wild, let it be. Rage is out, gotta eat. Not a vibe, but a way with the sound. By the way, counting down by the days.
We'll see America.
Seems nice, I invited him to the dinner.
It's good with fists for a diplomat.
There are people in the future who need us.
alive, Mr. Pilgrim.
Close the opera. Hit a red and blue outside. I think our options are. I'm a sick man, I never had to line it up. I be swiping from the waist like a line of up. Moving first, so much turn from out of line. I put in work, I draw the line and cross it first. I need the time, I need the search. She's still trying to make it work.
I have no idea what you're getting yourself into if you go through that door.
In slow motion when I dance.
Well, I'm going, so any tips will be welcome.
Ain't no time on face scam.
What do you think we're seeing?
The detritus of a coming war.
Understand that.
Well, how big a plane?
Here's the deal. Want to crash a plane? They do crash a plane. It's about a secret agent who goes on a dangerous time-bending mission to prevent the start of World War III. And it's, I'll tell you what, it's I think some people would be confused by it, but you got to think time-bending movie. So when you're talking about anything to do with time, it is going to be confusing, and you're going backwards in time and then forwards in time, that kind of thing. But some of the critics, I think, that can be pretty gnarly were pretty nice to Christopher Nolan, because this is a Christopher Nolan deal. And, for example, Pete Travers from the Rolling Stone, who never seems to pull any punches, he said, if anyone can put movie junkies back in their multiplex seats, masked, of course, and safely distanced, this groundbreaker is the one to do it. And Alex Gottfried from Empire said, once again, seizing control of the medium, Christopher Nolan attempts to alter the fabric of reality, or at least blow the roof off the multiplexes. Big, bold, baffling, and bonkers. So whatever. I liked it. I would give it decent ratings. I would. I thought it was good. You have to go into it. It surpassed 200 million globally, but the U.S. box office is horrible, and that's because nobody's going to the cinema. I mean, really, we could have been the only three in there the whole day, besides those other two people. So 6.7 million. It pulled in during its second week in domestic theaters, a 29% drop from the opening week. But like I said, globally, 200 million. It debuted in August. So Warner Brothers managed to haul in that money globally, but not the U.S. kind of money. The U.S. and Canada not doing well, and that's because people aren't going and are not going. I mean, it's that many people with only 70% of movie theaters even open in the U.S. and people not going, and big metropolitan areas like New York City and Los Angeles, yeah, forget about it. I think that's part of it. I think it's that whole going back to the movies. What was interesting is they talked about the things before the movie that they're doing to make it safe. They thanked everyone for coming, the five people in the theater where we were, and the ticket prices were less. It was $6, $6.75 a ticket. Wow, I don't remember when the last time it was that cheap. So there you go. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, we're all in this together. A big shout out to Mo Flam.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Pouty Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again, now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.